Blog Talk Radio.
How you do that death? How you do that death, New Orleans Baton Rouge? How you do that death? Let me explain, y'all. How you do that death? Shreveport, Mississippi. How you do that death? Alabama, Atlanta. How you do that death? Florida, Arkansas. How you do that death?
Say, who that? Run up with you well and get your ass with blue black. My nigga, my nerve fresh off the curb. Jelly, China preserve. Nothing but balls in my world. And a monster with the real pump on my lap at all times. Whatever, my nigga, cause young niggas still dying. Alibop, huh? Nigga, what? Huh? Give a fuck, nigga, what? What are that weed? Planted like a poppy stick. A signing and a chanting happy nigga named Young Glee Cardion. In the jungle where the murder me and mama for months and days. Tripping off the blunt, we play hell of a high. And telling them why I'ma never say die. See it in my eyes. And niggas say I fly like an ego. And see no evil eye. And ain't no sequel. Bitch, yeah, I'm bailing in the dump. Supernatural. Wicked. Y'all niggas don't give me dope. But see how they running everything on the cool. But they know I'm finna act a fool. And this motherfucker niggas holler how you do that day.
From Texas to Canada. Nigga, we don't care.
Niggas holler how you do that day.
Missouri, Ohio, nigga, we don't care.
I hear they holler how you do that day.
DC, Nevada, nigga, we don't care.
Niggas holler how you do that day.
California, Virginia, nigga, we don't care.
We in these streets, and it ain't ghost. My cousin in the pen, hitting iron getting swole. Send me a letter, say, P, get your paper. Don't trust these hoes, these niggas, they're a cager. Hustlin' just a hat. I'm bringing cash, popcorn and grits, nigga trying to get a rat. What about nice valley in the slide? 20 inch bowls with some candy paint to ride. Need a flip change in the game cause we sold. I feel the red cause the nigga blowing dough. Tired of black shoes, strength, tight on the rebound. Red is even bad, DKY, beat the plastic line. Hold about the hand, niggas get dealt with. Keep your enemies tight, nigga never think quick. Go about some listen to the homies that are home. R.I.P. to every fucking rapper that is gone. Nigga, if you bow and scream and shout, it ain't where you're from, every nigga get rowdy. Can't get real, nigga go to real. Cause in the fucking ghetto, you can lose your life for a dollar bill.
Nigga, holler how you do that day.
Kill it, rap your Tennessee, nigga, we don't care.
I hear they holler how you do that day.
North Carolina, South Carolina, nigga, we don't care.
Give a fuck, nigga, holler how you do that day.
It's wicked when I kick it, wicked, you don't hear me up. When I hit the door, just hit the flux, time to go. Pay the cost to be the boss in this rap shit. About as wicked as it's gon' get. In the industry, I be bringing the action in this musical fashion. If you don't know, fool, you better ask them. Cause fools that want to get with, I get with. When I put my gloves on, I'm about to get them gone. So long, please, mama, may I go out and be a player. Sipping on Hennessy, a million bitches won't meet. My nigga passed the herb, I took the toke, I'm staying true. Cause whatever he down with, I'm down with it too. So don't get full of that alcohol in the club and think you bad. Cause if y'all niggas start fucking up, somebody gon' kick your ass. Now who's that making that drunken noise? It's the lobster coming through with all his boys. Fucked up and let a nigga get the right place in time. So now, fools, I'm going for mine. Motherfuckers,
niggas holler how you do that day.
From New York to Oklahoma, nigga, we don't care.
I hear they holler how you do that day.
Minnesota, nigga, we don't care.
Give a fuck, niggas holler how you do that day.
Illinois, Indiana, nigga, we don't care.
Yeah, President Beta, Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid, Hanilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
What's up, and it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, this is your boy, Uncle Luke.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master. hang out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
Welcome, episode 20A of the Murder Master Music Show. This is a real special episode. We got not one but two legends. Sometimes we've had three, four, five, had fucking roundtable discussions with legends. But, man, we got the homie Young Bleed. You know what I'm saying? You heard at the beginning of the show. Definitely, you know what I'm saying, a legend and a pioneer coming out of Baton Rouge for sure. You know what I'm saying? I used to be down with that CeeLo, you know what I'm saying, the concentration camp. They put out classic records in the 90s. Then top of the second hour, we got a Little Easy. So you can't go wrong. I don't understand what these fuckboys out here are doing, man. They must not see the radar. But, you know, check us out, ugsforlife.com. Check out the fucking the page for this shit. Look at how many legends have been on this show. And, you know, it speaks for itself what we do around here. So we're going to keep doing what we got to do. But I'm going to bring in Young Bleed here in a minute. But before I bring on Young Bleed, I just, you know, I want to say what up to somebody, man. Somebody that passed. Just got news today. Somebody that passed and the person that passed, you know, wasn't really on good terms with myself or, you know what I'm saying, a few of my other friends. And, you know what I'm saying? Never like to see anybody die. Even if there's animosity or any kind of fucked up shit that's going on, you never like to hear of anybody die. So I do want to say rest in peace to Shahid. Me and Brother Six, we're going to cook up something for you. Upcoming episode, you know what I'm saying, of either COR or, you know what I'm saying, KFYB in the future. So rest in peace to Shahid. And, you know what I'm saying, anybody else that's lost any loved ones, man, you know, I wouldn't consider him a loved one by any means, but, you know, before all the bullshit, you know, me and dude did have a few good conversations, and, you know, I thought he was a real motherfucker, and, you know what I'm saying, shit went down, and nonetheless, the man is no longer with us, so what can you do, you know, it just goes to show that, you know, you're here 1 minute, you're gone the next, but let me get off into this this interview, man. I've been really looking forward to interviewing this guest. I interviewed him before, of course, for the Murder Dog. You know, his last album, Preserved, which came out on Strange Music. I was looking forward to that to do some real big things. And, you know what I'm saying, it definitely didn't do what I thought it would do. You know what I'm saying? But nonetheless, the man ain't quitting. He's got some new material. He's getting ready to drop. He's just like, fuck it. Let's move forward. I like that attitude. So let's bring on this legend right here. This is Young Bleed. Yeah, I'm gonna give him a call here in a minute, and we're gonna get off into this interview. You know, definitely a fucking pioneer, like I was telling you. So let's give him a call and see what's up with him. Thank you, Blog Talk. Finally.
Hello?
Yeah, man, I didn't think it was going to work. Blog Talk was giving me hell. Man, what's up, Bleed?
Chilling was good with your family.
Man, first and foremost, man, I want to welcome you to Murder Master Music Show, and I want to thank you for being a guest. Man, you're a fucking legend and pioneer in this game for sure. Man, last time I interviewed you, you was just getting ready to drop the your first album with West Coast Mafia, and you know, so it's been some time, man. Man, what have you been up to in the last, you know, 6-7 years?
You know, don't stop with me, man. Whether you know it or don't know it, you know, of course, West Coast Mafia for life. Free my big bro, C-Bo, man, always and forever, man. In the meanwhile, since then, man, I went from West Coast Mafia, I want to say, either Body Head before or after with Roy Jones, man. We did the I Smoke, I Drank record. And on the in-between, man, I went from West Coast Mafia to Strange Music with Tech N9ne, them boys over that way, and dropped the album called Preserve last October, man. So, yeah, you know, I stay busy, man. I keep my hands off in the mix.
Yeah, you definitely staying busy. And you mentioned, you know, you did some work with Roy Jones. What's it like working with a champion of his caliber? I mean, that guy was a heavyweight champion, a lightweight champion. I mean, this motherfucker held all kinds of titles. It had to have been a highlight for you, definitely.
Oh, man, I mean, you know, first and foremost, you know, for what you see on TV, Roy, good dude, man. He real down to earth, you know what I mean? You know, he talk a lot of smack, you know, for his past boxing career,
yeah,
and different things like that. But, yeah, but, you know, in real life, man, he a real down-to-earth brother, man. He took care of me in a whole lot of ways for that matter, man. So it was an honor and a pleasure being able to meet the man, go out with him sometime, you know, work with him, some of his sons, you know what I mean, different things like that. So he real down-to-earth, down-south cat. So, yeah, big up to Roy, man, already.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And you come from, you know, even before the No Limit era, you know, you was down at C-Loke Records. I remember, of course,
yeah,
first hearing you on the album Whatever. You know,
yes,
you was on the song Killer Instinct, man, which I'm going to play tonight, which is a fucking classic. That right there, man, did you guys know that you had something special? Because you guys really blew up, you know, Baton Rouge.
Okay, really, for me, man, it go way back. It go like to 83 when I was about 9 years old. And eventually, like you say, C-Loke Records would evolve years later. When we was kids, I'll tell you an inside story, man. We was about 12 years old. I think Loke was a year or so older than me, man. He used to be my DJ as a kid in middle school. So we always had that rap dream, man. You know, I started off selling tapes on the corner. One thing led to the next. And he eventually branched off and started that label, man. So, you know, yeah, man, it's something we always kind of worked on in the early 80s, man, to what it evolved into, you know?
Yeah, put a lot of time into it, definitely. And then, of course, from there, you know, you went to No Limit, and, you skyrocketed the intro that we played tonight, you know what I'm saying, how you do that, which, you know, the album was Gold, I believe.
Yeah, man.
And,
certified, 3 weeks, number one Billboard hip hop and R&B record, number 10 on the pop chart, man.
And that is an amazing thing to happen, you know. I mean, especially, you know what I'm saying, you was in that golden era of Louisiana music, period.
Right on. That's up.
And you were part of that. You were part of that big surge, man.
Yeah, man.
What do you think happened, man? Because Louisiana, man, by far was running the game for a while. You know what I'm saying? What's Louisiana doing now, man, to get back to that number one spot?
I guess a lot of guys rekindling. You know, everybody went back independent, man, with a follow a lot of major labels that we was attached to at the time. Everybody kind of came back home. So I know, you know, in particular, a lot of guys personally, Mr. Magic, so on and so forth, you know, free my little cousin, Lil Boosie, man, you know what I mean? We are the same place, all the same block, same hood. So, you know, that's Baton Rouge, New Orleans, you know what I mean? It goes so many ways, man. So it's a lot that took place. Mystical came home, just did a deal with Cash Money, so that's beautiful. So I think, you know, just, you know, it's like a clock, man. I always said this, it travels from Jamaica to the East Coast, from the East Coast, you know what I mean, on to California, and eventually it come down home, down south, man. So it's just a matter of time and place. I feel like everybody get their turn. That's if you stay, you know what I mean, honored and dedicated to the game, man. It comes to you, what you put in, you get out. So, you know, that's you know, I feel like, you know, everything will resurface again, you know what I mean? Like 60s music, 70s, 80s, 90s, and it all revolves again. So I think that's what's taking place more or less, you know?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah, man, let's fast forward, you know, 2011, 2012, you came out with Preserved, which, you know what I'm saying, by far was a highly underrated album, and I believe an album that definitely had potential to do some big things, man. What happened with the project?
I think more or less, man, it was just trying to fit a puzzle piece into a puzzle that, you know, it may not fit in, man. And with that not being my overall outfit for Strange Music and, you know, what I come from in the past, and the only artist from the South over there and with the No Limit Roots, Concentration Camp, C-Loke Records, Broad Records. I think it was the same but a slightly different branch of music, man, and just, you know, first time, first deals, man. Y'all tried to experiment to see how it would take to everybody. And, you know, it was doing a good thing, man. You know, they made some decisions in the end that I wasn't comfortable with and maybe vice versa. So, you know, that's pretty much it. I feel like the public feel it's a good record, you know what I mean? Just being the first time around with them, I feel like a lot of other things could have took place. But at the end, you know what I mean, it's all business, man. So, you know, man, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. Because when I heard they signed you, Dave had told me at the time, Dave Weiner, for those of you who don't know, he A&R over there, Vice President Strange. How exactly did you hook up with him? Because when I heard that you got signed, I was like, man, that's big, that's huge. But will Strange know how to market Bleed to his core audience? Because you have a huge following.
Right, right. Well, you know, you set him up for that, man. The whole thing was, you know, Dave, man, Dave go way back to like about 97, been my partner over 14, 15 years. The first guy to walk me off a plane when I ever went to California and, you know, drove me on personally to Priority Records, man, introduced me to what it was. So we went way back and we had lost, you know, contact with each other over the years. So I had a good dear friend of mine, a guy by the name of Chauncey Clyde. I was working on a record with in Kansas City. And somehow him and Dave knew each other and he had a chance to listen to that record and asked about it. And naturally put us back together. And from that, I was kind of in between dealing with West Coast Mafia, my own personal label at the time, Detention Home Records. And we thought it might be a good thing if I came over there and tried what he was working with lately. You know, the rest is history. I got a chance to meet Tech, you know, Trav over there and the rest of the staff and, you know, label mate. And we try to make it do what it do, man. So, you know, so far, so good. We'll see what the future holds. But that's the basis of it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you ain't stopping by any means, you know what I'm saying? The album came out, like you said, it didn't really do what you expected, but now you're going in another direction. Man, what you got going in the works right now, Bleed?
Okay, I'm working on a new solo project. Like I said, man, I don't never stop, man. It's just where the new venture take place. I'm actually working on a solo record called All America, man, you know what I mean? Replacing the R with a D, you know, kind of calling America the most foreign country out of all the foreign countries. And, you know, trying to more or less, you know, make the effort of connecting north, south, east, and west all together, you know what I mean, for my whole overall hip-hop journey that always been my quest. So, you know, now that I've, you know, been able to branch out the south, you know, connect the real good in the west, the midwest, and the east coast, and so on and so forth, yeah, I'm trying to branch out and reach out and do a few features with guys I've been trying to do with for years, man. Old school, the Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh, the Ice Cube, the whoever Scarface, man. So a lot of these guys I'm in cahoots with. Ray Love, Mac Maul, East Party, Twister, so on and so forth, MC8. So, you know, I'm trying to stick, you know, combine that OG structure with that young generation and be the bridge on the in-between and connect it all. So that's my effort with this next project, man. That's what I'm trying to do.
You definitely, you know, I can tell you're definitely, you know what I'm saying, you got love for the music because you mentioned a lot of names that are just legendary, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
It sounds like you're a pretty good fan. Do you collect a lot of music?
Yeah, man, you know, I go way back. You know, I tell everybody this, you know, I'm born this way, man. My mama read me Dr. Seuss, man, from the womb. By 8 months, I was reading Dr. Seuss and everything else. My granddaddy was a blues man. All that was in the house. He played piano and blue harmonica. I had another uncle played all the African instruments from congas to bongos to African pianos. And really just singing a Southern Baptist church when I was real young. Had the opportunity to be in the opera, so it always been there. I'm just the only one out of the family incorporated, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's real shit, real shit. I'm going to go to the lines right now, take a couple calls real quick.
Okay.
We're going to go here to 314. Hey, what's up, homie? You there? No, that caller dropped. Let me go to the Bay Area. Let's go to the Bay. Mm-hmm. Hey, what's up,
hey, what's going on, y'all? Just kicking back listening to the show. Man, I got to say, you know, being around as long as you have, you're pretty much a legend. Do you feel that Strangely promoted your album like properly? Because if you think about it, man, it really should have got your shit out there. That's my opinion. They really should have pushed just a little bit harder, considering the name.
Yeah, I say that. I always say that, being the artist first. And on top of that, I want to mention this, what you mentioned that again. I also did a book called The Making of the album Preserve, by, you know, me and Soren Baker, man. For those who are not familiar with Soren Baker, he was a guy that was the editor at the Source for like 15, 16 years. He did all those series books called I'm the White Guy, that featured Jay-Z, Tech Nine, yeah. Glass, Long, and The Game. So, yeah, I actually got a book on Amazon.com, man. It's about that record. But, yeah, you know, with those type of efforts, I feel like it could have been a stronger push. You know, that's my own personal opinion. But, you know, we had a few different things, you know, more so a hand-in-hand kind of deal with my label, you know, that I have for the workload and vice versa with Strain. So I felt like they, you know, made a good effort. But in the end, we could have did a little bit more to push it to, you know what I mean, its focal point, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. We got 314 back on. Let's see, what's up? What's up with you, St. Louis?
What up with the prayer? This is Mac J, UGS for life up in there.
Mac J, what up, UGS for life, homie?
What's going on, man? What's going on with the young league?
Chilling, man. Shit, passing through like I do, making it do what it do, bro. That's what's up.
Yeah, man, I got a question for you. Like, what's your take on the state of the Southern hip-hop now as far as, like, with a lot of these young guys faking and shaking in the game compared to, like, the guys like y'all that originated and pioneered a whole lot of the real shit that the real cats still be yearning for, and not a whole bunch of this swaggy, faggot-ass shit that's in the game right now?
You know, first of all, I'm going to say to each his own, you know what I mean? But at the same token, I ain't happy with everything that's taking place. I feel like a lot of shit is watered down, you know what I mean? And ain't the solidarity that this originated from, you know what I mean? But I ain't got no picks and chooses, bro. I'm like Richard Pryor said, I'm happy for NIWGA doing anything, you know what I mean? So I ain't going to knock the hustle. But at the same token, I feel like it's all about that unity in the community, man. If you don't know where you come from and know where you at to know where you're going, then that's what's missing. So I feel like the olds got to get with the youngs and the BGs, everybody connect, man, and keep this what it was meant to be, man. And from that, you know, it'll be a beautiful thing, man. Everybody combine together and everybody fill out the elements that we all might be missing on the individual side. So it's all about that, bro, networking, you know?
I hear that.
Definitely. Hey, thanks, Mac J, for calling in, brother. I appreciate you.
No doubt, that's UGS for life.
Definitely UGS for life, definitely. You know, but, yeah, we got the boards heating up, man. People definitely, you know what I'm saying, want to talk to you and stuff. And it's good to see you still in the game doing your thing, man. Throughout the years, you've achieved a lot. You've done a lot. You've been many places, man. What would have been some of the high points of your career?
Man, you know, that go a million ways, bro. Like I said, one of the, you know, my best and favorite times was that introduction to Priority Records. Getting off the elevator, seeing, you know, the platinum records from Eazy-E to Jay-Z and W.A. on the in-between, and all the in-between for that matter, man. So those kind of classic moments, you know, for a boy, you know, in his dream, you know what I mean? I've been doing this since 9 years old. I probably was about 22, you know what I mean, when I finally went to Priority Records, man. So real young, getting money like that, seeing the world, seeing beautiful places and places I had never been. Yeah, that's good as you get, man, from a young boy from the South, man. I'm talking about.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, man.
Yes, sir.
Another question I want to ask you, too, is, you look around, there's a lot of fucked up shit going around the world right now. A lot of people uprising, a lot of people protesting. Countries are getting toppled. You know, shit's looking pretty grim, man, but it's always been grim. What are your takes on the current situation in the world right now?
Well, I feel like, man, you know, I don't know, you know, how really to put it, but, you know, it's just a time and a place. It's kind of like, you know, I always been on the Genesis of Revelation, so in this day and time, you know, you see a lot of those things come in the past, and I feel like in those efforts, you know what I mean, to everybody kind of surrender, give reverence back to God, you know, it's going to be like that. I feel like everybody in their own kind of selfish turmoil, and it's colliding, and it's that you know, we find some kind of peace haven, some kind of safe lane, man, you know. The world is a ghetto, man, and that type of thing takes place any way you put it. So, you know, Lord bless America and the rest of the world for that matter. But, yeah, but, I feel like it's all about that, man. We got to come back to this oneness. And once we're able to do that, then we can live a better life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So, what was he going to say?
Nah, I was listening to you, man.
Oh, okay. You're working on another project right now. What can we expect?
Like I said, those type of features, man, I'm in the works with. It's just, you know, there's so much, man. I just didn't want to go down the whole playlist. Guys that I know for over 15 years, industry-wise, street-wise, and likewise. So, you know, I'm just working, and, you know, whatever I come up with, man. So I'm really gambling between a whole lot of records right now, trying to sort them out. So, you know, shit, you know, next episode with me, the best of the best, man. I ain't going to do nothing but increase, you know, like wine to get better in time, man. That's what's real.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, definitely. Who are some of the young cats that you're listening to right now? Is there anybody out there that you feel's popping right now?
Yeah, I'm digging on Yo Gotti, man, the boy Rocco, 2 Chainz for sure. You know, of course, Lil Wayne and Drake and them, all them boys. Lil Twist, my little homie over there at, you know, Young Money. And, of course, all the OGs at Cash Money, man. So that's really, you know, what you hear place to place, man. Everything that's taking place of that genre, man. And there might be a few others I'm missing, but, you know, I keep a ear to the street and an eye to the sky, man. So that's my lady, you know.
Yeah. I feel you, man. Like you said, teach his own. I'm off in the underground shit, man. Me personally, you know what I'm saying? I'm off in the underground and the old school, man. I think right now the mainstream is going in a different direction, you know what I'm saying? Like, that skinny jean shit, man, I just can't fuck with it.
Nah, that ain't never been my thing, you know what I mean? I'll say that first and foremost.
Leopard tights. Whatever the fuck,
you know what I mean? All that crazy shit, yeah. I ain't with all the crazy, weird shit. But, you know, for the most part, man, like I say, you know, I try to listen to what's there. You know, I barely really listen to the radio, man. I'm shit, vintage, ancient times. So, you know, I'll be listening to some shit that you never heard before that came out in 1970. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's me on the daily. But, you know, yeah, it's whatever out there. You got to keep your, you know, eyes and ears on the competition. So I try to stay fresh like that, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Well, all right, Bleed, man, I appreciate you coming on the show. Is there anything that you want to say before we leave? A shout out?
Yeah, man, for anybody that's in tune, yeah, of course. You know, shout out to Cole, call it your own family, call it your own gang. You know what I mean? The whole Dirty Third Coast, West Coast, East Coast, Worldwide, Midwest, and all the in-between, up north, so on and so forth, man. So for those that's in tune, man, you want to holler at your boy, man, on the daily, man, on the Twitter box, get at your boy, Real Young Bleed, that's all day. And for those that's on the Facebook, holler at me at just Young Bleed, and that's me all day, man. That's what the business is. You gotta...
Hey, thanks a lot for coming on the show. Appreciate you, man.
Okay, appreciate you too, fam. Oh, good luck.
Peace.
Okay, one.
All right, there we go. We just had Young Bleed on, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, one of the pioneers of the late 90s, man, early 90s, mid-90s over there at Sea Loke Records. Definitely, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing, so we appreciate him coming on here. And, you know, he very, very open, man, very humble dude. You know what I'm saying? I definitely didn't agree as far as his style of music that he's taking right now, but to each his own. You know what I'm saying? I had to let him know I ain't with them tights, them lizard or leopard skin fucking swagged outfits, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, just to show what I'm into right now, I'm going to go off into this new K Reno song, which, man, he was supposed to be on the last couple shows. Like I said before, he just dropped this album, 80 Minute Eternity. He was hella busy, but thankfully Klondike Cat showed up last week, you know what I'm saying, which was a very deep interview, man. Just found out dude got out of prison. I didn't even know he was in prison. But here's Hidden Agenda. This song is this is what it's about right now. If you're making music right now, man, you need to be focused in on some shit that's going to make you think. you know, all that swagger shit needs to go out the window. And you know, like I told Bleed, I ain't with that fucking motherfuckers wearing tights and shit. I can't get into it.
Nowadays, they say it's easier to kill than to try to control millions. National debt sits in the trillions, and there's a plot to steal the birthright of the children of Israel, the real ones. Plans to hide every revolutionary's relevance, triggered by the FBI's counterintelligence. Leaders killed and jailed unjustly by his director, the aggressor, J. Edgar Hoover, the racist cross-dresser. His orchestration of hatred-laced investigations, the infiltration of civil rights organizations, assassinations, character defamation through media, even today used in deceiving and misleading you, believing the war-motivated lies they're feeding you. Corporate America fees get greedier and greedier. Neocons hate the poor, they spent years denouncing them. The poor built this country, but nobody's looking out for them. You don't see it, but it's right there in front of you. Left side, right side, over you and under you. You don't see it, but it's right there in front of you. Right side, left side, over you and under you. You don't see it, but it's right there in front of you. Left side, right side, over you and under you. You don't see it, but it's right there in front of you. Right side, left side, over behind and under you. Propaganda and TV nonsense keep people unconscious, pompous. Governments keep sponsoring bomb hits. Honesty is far gone. The land is a war zone. Your family and your children consuming animal hormones. Nothing is organic. Nearly everything real is gone. Fast food places in the great meat with silicone. Every day we pay for it. Now the whole nation's sick. Addictive and money-driven drugs are what the patients get. Any natural remedy, the FDA sanctions it. Cause they don't want the cure. They want the money that they make from it. The USA's a corporation. Wealth is the emphasis. Prison industrial complexes, slave businesses, stock market interested. The reason that they build them in advance is because they know eventually they're gonna fill them. Orchestrated a system to incarcerate your children and project future inmates based on that to make millions. You don't see it, but it's right there in front of you. Left side, right side, over you and under you. You don't see it, but it's right there in front of you. Right side, left side. Right there in front of you. Left side, right side, over you and under you. You don't see it, but it's right there in front of you. Right side, left side, over behind and under you. The truth was never taught by the enemy and it won't be. The real power is always the entity you don't see. Subconsciously, planted in your head is where it wants to be. Thousands of media powers owned by three companies. 85% of the whole planet in darkness. Spend millions on sports teams while the homeless are starving. Nobody wants to protest, rally a picket, but it's a line around the corner for them concert tickets. Soldiers dying every day, you keep sending them out. I want to send 5,000 killers to Zimmerman's house. The Rockefellers and the Bush family in the same box, G. Henry Ford, all of them supported the Nazis. Members of the Tea Party still telling black jokes. You wearing the clothes, but the designer hates black folks. Reporters wanna get dirt, sound bites and excerpts. CNN must mean corrupt news network. Lost every dime you had, riding with the wrong stock. Made in USA is dead, China got it on lock. Lost your 401k and all the paper you was holding. Cause you invested in something somebody else was controlling. They make it go up or down, rise high, fall deep. The market's manipulated by people on Wall Street. Talk about throughout the Middle East, like America's airless university campus and movie theater terrorists. True devilish temperament, the government is infamous. Ask them what they do to Guantanamo Bay prisoners. They dominate the airwaves and lie to the listeners, presenting false information intended to condition us. The black man's thinking that slavery is the evidence. Most don't understand what the Willie Lynch letter meant. Centuries of self-hate and division to blacks. Now they twist the difference between racism and fact. We read the Declaration of Independence with blinders. There were 9 Freemasons among the 56 signers. In 1870, along came the Shriners, a higher order of masonry with a secret behind them. The sword on the logo, it speaks for itself, meaning anyone who tells the secret is put to death. Who is Hiram Abiff? What's his true identity? The devil's agenda be to kill us mentally continually. The wolf in sheep's clothing who fabricated divinity. The enemy who murders through lies, science, and chemistry. Trickery and industry. For power they forever plot. You went to war to fight for a freedom that you never got. Dirty chess moves executed by the hidden hand. Now they plotting on a way to go to war with Iran. Same game used again. Same wicked methods born. Just like Paul Wolfowitz had done before Desert Storm. The government is broke. They can't cater to your needs. Planned Parenthood persuading to kill your future seeds. The school system misleads. They money-hungry, savage vultures. If you chase degrees, you better get you one in agriculture. Now it's questions in the music. Are you in that other mix? Why the hell you covering your eyes and throwing up the six? Did you give your soul away? A price that you cannot afford? Did you take from Satan what you could have got from the Lord? God is DNA. Baffling it might seem. His existence is rooted in the number 19. His origin comes from where the mathematics say it's from. D the fourth letter, N is 14, and A is 1. Who prevailed in the end, the divine or the evil? This war that's going on is for the minds of the people. Calamities keep increasing, world confusion bound and deep. And nobody can take control of their surroundings if they sleep it. You don't see it, but it's right there in front of you. Left side, right side, over you and under you. You don't see it, but it's right there in front of you. Right there in front of you. Left side, right side, over you and under you. You don't see it, but it's right there in front of you. Right side, left side, over, behind and under you.
Are you bored with bungee jumping, skydiving, and fast cars? Looking to take it to the next level? Introducing ExtremeKidnapping.com, the most controversial new form of extreme entertainment specializing in creating the most realistic kidnapping scenarios around. Customize your very own kidnapping and have full input on the design. How hardcore do you want it? Do you have what it takes? Then contact ExtremeKidnapping.com today for your free, no-obligation consultation. The possibilities are endless if you're without fear. ExtremeKidnapping.com.
Time for your kidnapping.
It's the experience.
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody, right now you can go to Amazon.com and pick up the DVD, Extreme Kidnapping Volume 1, The Henchman. You know, I'm seeing the homie Adam Thicke, who's been on the Fuck the Illuminati Underground podcast a couple times. I'm just going to read one of these editorial reviews just to give you an idea what this DVD is. It says, since 2002, Extreme Kidnapping has been providing the most realistic, hardcore movie-style kidnappings in the country and allowable by law. This company has been shrouded in mystery and controversy and has been featured in newspapers, magazines, radio shows, TV segments worldwide. This DVD highlights some of the news features over the years, but Adam Thicke, owner, and his controversial company, and even shows uncut footage from several kidnapping capers as they unfold in real time. Witness how the lines of reality can blur what makes extreme kidnapping so successful at what they do. Creating the illusion of danger and taking you on a roller coaster thrill ride of an urban kidnap adventure. That is just sick. I mean, I interviewed Adam fucking 2004 or some shit. I met him through Brother Six. And back in those days, you know, he rapped and he would rap live on stage with a fucking dead octopus on his head. And this motherfucker, he did some Fed time, you know, counterfeiting. It's all in the, you go to ugsforlife.com/podcast. You know, he did some Fed time for counterfeiting. You know, he got out, but before all that happened, and in the meantime, this guy invented this business where you fucking kidnap people. It's an adventure. And it's fucking crazy because, you know, he said he's just rolled up on people at supermarkets and played out scenarios, beat people with wiffle ball bats, and women come and kidnap motherfuckers, and it's just fucking nuts. I'm going to bring in Brother Six, man. Let him talk a little bit about it with y'all. You know a little bit about this too, Six. What were some of the experiences that Adam was telling us about with this company?
Oh, man, the probably shit you mentioned shit that they was, you know, like some motherfucker wanted to get roasted over a barbecue pit or some shit. And so, I remember he said some motherfucker got hit in the face with a shovel or something. So,
yeah.
Shit's wild.
It's crazy. So everybody go out there and get that DVD.
You want that Hollywood experience, man. You want to get beat up and bruised by a bunch of henchmen who are screaming in your face just like you'd want in a movie or some shit. Hit up Adam. Or if you want a bunch of broads, you know, doing whatever the fuck they do in that van, intimidating you. Honestly, if you're intimidated by a bitch, I think you should kill yourself. But, you know, telling you off whatever the fuck you're into, hit up Adam, get the all-girl squad, get that shit going.
Yeah, yeah. But they won't piss on you, though.
Oh, no. That's a shame, isn't it? Jesus.
Damn shame.
Everybody knows if you hire a lady to kidnap you, they can at least pee on you, at least your foot.
Yeah, yeah, and then you should punch her in the twat. Throw her down a flight of stairs. Make sure she lands on her neck.
You take her by her feet, you dangle her off the balcony.
And drop her right in her fucking head. what do you want to say about Brother Malik Shaheed, man?
Oh, brother Malik Shaheed. Well, you know, that thing is publicly known that we didn't see eye to eye and all that shit.
On several radio shows.
Yeah, you know, a couple radio shows, maybe a couple of videos. At least threats have been said. Bacon has been mentioned a few times about being cut off from his body or some shit. But I don't know, man. It's I'm still kind of taking it in. It's a weird thing when you hear the reaction that you get and other people who you talk to. I'm gonna say about Smith. It's kind of funky. I'm not gonna take back nothing I said. Cause bottom line is the motherfucker was a lousy ass dude. He was a piece of shit scumbag.
Sounds like my aunt when she died. I said, what a douchebag. I'm glad the bitch is dead.
Just because the guy's dead don't mean we're going to lie and all of a sudden he's a fucking saint and he was a great
businessman. No, he definitely wasn't a saint.
No. He took all of his full ride. He owes us all money. And, you know, I guess when we all get to the other side, we'll square up then. I just feel kind of empty this fact I didn't get to talk to the dude man to man on the phone at least and
square shit away.
You know, things are what they are. Him and his family, whatever he got left, man. Condolences or whatever, man. It's a fucked up thing. Even
yeah.
if it's your worst enemy or whatever.
Yeah, you don't wish death upon nobody, man. Yeah, definitely. But you know, one good thing, man. I will say this: that came out of that dude for sure. Was if it wasn't for him, me and you probably would have never met, man. Because you know he introduced us. You know what I'm saying? And this was about a decade ago. And then, you know, through that, you know what I'm saying, I pretty much brought in Scan. But, you know, it is what it is. But, hey, thanks, as always, for calling in, man. You're going to be on Church of Reality this Sunday, 8 p.m. Central time.
Special.
You're going to be
special
doing another 6th on the 8th, another Wii review. You got any?
I got some great weed for the listeners, man. If anybody out there is having sleeping issues, relaxation issues, whatever the fuck that needs that straight up knock your ass out sedative, I got y'all covered this Sunday. I'm going to let y'all know what the deal is and y'all go out and find it, cop it. This is some more primo fucking smoke straight out the bank. You know how we do it over here.
Definitely.
And Saturdays, too. We'll be here Saturdays, man. KFYB. We got some
fuck
shit
you,
cooked
bitch.
Up this Saturday. All day long. Shout out to Mac J for the fucking theme song and my other co-host, Velvet Rose, man. Every fucking Saturday. Tune in with us.
Yeah, definitely, man. We'll get off into this commercial. Okay, fuck you, bitch, right now. Shout out to Mac J, Velvet Rose. Check him out, 7 p.m. West Coast time, 9 p.m. Central.
The fuck have y'all been doing these past few Saturdays, man? Around 7 p.m. Don't answer that. Let me guess. You loser-ass motherfuckers that have been doing shit. And your plans, man, let's be honest about ourselves, man. Your plans probably ain't gonna be changing in the near foreseeable future. So why don't you spend your Saturdays kicking with me and my constituents, man, on KFYB, only on UGS Radio. We're doing it live so you can call in, share your opinion, your complaints, and I'll tell you that you ain't shit. And their music, man, we do that shit on Wednesdays, every fucking genre you want. So kick with me, man. KFYB, UGS Radio.
Bootleg.
Yeah.
Bodies off for the master deal. Take Biddy Franks to the massive meal. Last for bill. Give 50 niggas a massing deal. Keep a soft nigga with a flashing grill. Bottles full of water, blue Xanax deal. Chop a brick slap for the pads of grill. Clucks keep coming, trying to catch that thrill. Chase that feel, talk that real. Off them ones till they lows get ill. Rain down dubs till my pockets feel. Even a thug say that bitch got skills. No jet wheel when it's to kill. Stop a nigga fight like a Richard Steele. Stand in the game till my number 10 steel. Run it up the middle like a running back wheel.
Let's go. Aim for the head in the middle. Leave with a shit bag in the spill.
Come on.
I'm a flint cowboy swinging up belay. Don't make me leave a horse head at the foot of your bed. Date now, made niggas still drunk in the fed. Back to work prepping the surf, plugged in with the dreads. Like a Pillsbury dough, one about the bread. Try to make enough cheddar for the click to spread.
Let's get him, kill him, we don't feel him. Numb from the waist down when we hit him. Another pair of police, yeah, the tall boys will him.
On the first 48, you saw the way that we did him.
Let's get him
from the block to the yard, to the prison.
From a tour, tour,
other. Took a break from the kitchen, wrist hurt from whipping.
Wordplay.
Lock the bullets in the case, still flipping.
Let's get him, aim for the head in the middle, leave him with a shit bag in the spill.
Come on, let's get him.
Like a poodle to a pack full of pit bulls. You don't want my trigger finger to itch again. Struggling in and living the midst of sin. Indiana all the way up to Michigan. You'd have learned if you would have been listening. We're menaces, get off our premises. My heart is cold and I do not have tenderness. Where do you like Kenya, Abel, and Genesis? Off with your head and that will be the end of this. My bullets are hungry and I'm about to let them go. Sink their teeth in and bite. And after I'm done with the murder, I get away just like a thief in the night.
Let's get them. Aim for the head in the middle. Leave them with a shit bag in the spill.
Come on, let's get
them. Explain, blow a hole in the chest to the rest. Can't believe how we did them.
Come on, let's get them.
Stubborn in the cookie in the middle. Wonder why real niggas don't feel them.
Let's get them.
200 rounds long.
Never blood in this long.
Tell the medics it's too late to get them.
Come on, let's get them.
Aim for the head in the middle. Leave them with a shit bag in the spill.
Come on, let's get
them. Explain, blow a hole in the chest to the rest. Can't believe how we did them.
Come on, let's get them.
Stubborn in the cookie in the middle. Wonder why real niggas don't feel them.
Let's get them.
200 rounds long.
Never blood in this long.
Tell the medics it's too late to get them.
Try to pose a threat, I ain't concerned. Haters wanna kill me?
Kill me.
Gotta wait your turn. Tell them like the devil told me. Can't wait till you burn. 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 The devil is after me, nigga. Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn. I'm turning you raggedy niggas. Burn, 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 burn. Tell them like the devil told me. Can't wait till you burn. Burn, 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 burn. Tell them like the devil told me. Can't wait till you burn.
Burn.
Yeah. I swear I'm not concerned today.
Burn.
Yeah. I'ma make you niggas burn today.
Come on. Burn.
If any be one of y'all turn today, I bet you Kevin Hart bitch ass nigga don't learn today. Nigga do some shit.
Nigga do it.
I'd have been through some shit.
Been through it.
Cross me and my bullets will split your crucifix. Leave your ass stinking. Leaning like you're drinking.
Drinkin'.
Which hearse you wanna ride in? That caddy or the Lincoln? You hear that sound? That's your knees shaking. I'ma put you so close to hell, nigga. You can squeeze
in your hug.
Nigga do right,
right.
I'm about that zoo light. They begging me not to kill them. Now that's that shit I do like.
Right.
Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn. I'm burning you raggedy niggas. Burn, 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 burn. Tell them like the devil told me. Can't wait till you burn. Burn, 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 burn. Tell them like the devil told me. Can't wait till you burn.
Burn.
You niggas know I'm on another level.
Level. Burn.
Y'all in the presence of a rebel.
Burn.
Uh-huh. Hit a nigga with that heavy metal. Drink the blood of an angel, then eat the eyes of the devil.
Yeah.
Fuck the opposition. Vote to kill a nigga like a politician. I have you running and telling people your papa missing.
Missing.
Burn. You niggas on that dumb shit.
Burn.
My demolition run this.
Burn.
And when you hear that gun click, my 40 caliber turn your brain into a omelet.
Burn.
It's so drastic. Duct tape wrap him up in the plastic. Gunshot to his face. Closed casket. Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn. I'm burning you raggedy niggas. Burn. 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 Tell them like the devil told me. Can't wait till you burn.
Burn, 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 burn.
Tell them like the devil told me. Can't wait till you burn.
Burn.
Yeah. I got them young niggas.
Burn.
Them quick to tote them gun niggas.
Come on.
Burn. Them Chi-Town where we from niggas.
Come.
Them old kidnap your daddy, brother, and mom niggas.
Yeah.
Call CSI,
yeah.
Kill him in the mirror, let him see himself die,
yeah.
I'll burn you niggas so bad, it'll make your reverend cry,
cry.
Burn,
yeah.
Take that nigga out back. Call when it come to that light,
right.
He ain't bout that,
yeah.
Burn. Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn. The devil is after me, niggas.
Burn.
Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn. I'm burning you raggedy niggas.
Burn, 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 burn.
Tell them like the devil told me. Can't wait till you burn.
Burn, 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 burn.
Tell them like the devil told me. Can't wait till you burn.
What?
Yeah, it's that time of year again. We're getting ready for the NBA to kick off. I know Mac Mizzle's hero, LeBron. I know Mac wants him to get another ring, but that ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. But in honor of the homie JT Money and in honor of Mac Mizzle and everybody that supports the Heat, I'm going to give you this free pass right here and play this song, Miami's Heat. We ain't heard it in a minute. But I'm telling you what, man, Heat is not going to take the title this year. I don't give a fuck. I'm not saying Rose is going to be in, you know, top form. But, man, it's war this year. It's war. Heat is not going to the finals. Fuck them.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, your Miami Heat.
Money man, Miami Heat, right to pushing that rock out on the back streets. I post up on the baseline, kept me in the key for more than three facing time. Then I kick it out to my little bro. He don't play up front, call that a free throw. Ain't no penetration, we lock him down the middle, and we don't cut it either. Double dribbles, and when them crackers rush, that was time out. I got two strikes, ain't trying to file out. Them three pointers, I call them eight balls. Sideline officials, y'all don't make calls. Take the ball out, that's when we up. I'm like Chambers on the side, putting threes up. This rim is my house, and I must protect it. You bring that bullshit in, get rejected. Firearms are felon, ain't supposed to have them. I keep that 40 on me. Winner James, fans in the stands screaming go Heat. We play the opposition and the police. Yeah, the police, AK the referee. Them grams jumping for the 50, Joel Anthony. Bring it down the court, traffic in. Careful cause the ref love to call traveling. But I don't play no more, I coach the team. Now it's digital scales, I'm used to triple beams. Straight drop, that's the slam dunk. Nowadays they serving y'all all kind of junk. Box them out. Around the gold. We found that money, take it strong to the hole. My cheerleaders riding dirty when they come. They have my bomb, and they pom pom. 48 minutes is all we got. Every 20 seconds, try to make a shot. I'll make a play, to make some pay. Ask my fans what they want, they just screaming, yay. My main man just got out the joint. We don't want them in the paint, we let them run the point. I'm Miami first, I brought the ring home. You Miami's worst, you selling ringtones. They love my offense and my defense. Franchise player, you niggas sit the bitch. Four quarters, $100. Fourth quarter, here come the real ballers. Sometimes we break them down, it's slow to make. Sometimes I just get them off. Fast break, full court press. I only go hard, I make the all-star squad, cause I run the yard. Short stopping on my set, it's disrespect. That ass gon' get ejected. Fuck a tech. My product clean, won't let you sleep or eat. Make it peep, call that white heat. And not no lunacy. If you want them birdies, when you fuck with me, you call them jerseys. Nickel and dime bags, them just lay up. Second string players, get your weight up. Now, not that water down. I keep that 40 on me. Ass loud. You got nothing, nigga. Take you niggas to the hole, nigga, all day, nigga. Huh? Like bam on your ass. Nigga, coming in with that weak shit, nigga. Straight to the field, nigga. Yeah! Triple double. JT Money, MVP player of the game. Here, point blank.
JT Money, you know what I'm saying, Miami's Heat right there. Most of y'all don't even get that, though, man. Most of these swaggots, you don't even know what he's talking about. You know what I'm saying? Basketball is just a metaphor. But, no, man, you know, every Saturday, 7 p.m. West Coast, 9 p.m. Central, you know, we got KFYB, stands for Fuck You Bitch, hosted by Six, along with, you know what I'm saying, Mac J, who I'm going to bring on in a minute. He likes to discuss sports on the show, and we're going to bring him in and discuss tomorrow's game, Bears against the Packers a little bit, man. I want to get his input on that. Being a diehard Bears fan, I know he is, man, so I know he's got something to say. But also can't forget the lovely Velvet Rose, ex-adult entertainer, you know what I'm saying? She comes in with the news. So check that show out. You ain't doing nothing Saturday nights, 9 p.m. Central, you know. Check out the show. Same calling number, 714-409-0548. Mac J.
Yeah, what up with the prayers? What up with it?
First and foremost, man, let's talk about this fucking this bitter rivalry we got with the what do you call them over there?
You know, the Green Gay Fudge Packers. You know, we're gonna fuck them all the way around. Come tomorrow night.
The Green Gay Fudge Packers. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, but everybody got to know that, you know, they be looking for the game tomorrow. It's on the NFL Network. So if they ain't got the NFL Network, they better go to a bar or something, because it ain't going to be on ESPN or no shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Another
way to get motherfuckers to spend their money on some shit. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You already got all these sports channels. Why the fuck we got to pay for another one?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, what advantage, you know what I'm saying, you think, I mean, other than being like men versus women, what advantage do the Bears have over the Fudge Packers?
Because the main advantage is the fact that these motherfuckers just been slicking by the last four or five times they played us, including the time when they went to the Super Bowl. They only beat us by, I think it was like 7 points, and we had our third-string quarterback in. But now I see everybody healthy, and they done snagged up with a little Brandon Marshall. That defense still solidified like it is. And I don't know if they watched the game Sunday, but motherfucking Cutler, them, they wasn't bullshitting, dog. They throwing that ball, they running that motherfucker, they don't even give a fuck. And all these motherfuckers keep sleeping on them. Ooh, I can't wait. Because then next week, you know, I'm here in St. Louis. They play the Rams next week. I can't wait till they beat the St. Louis Lambs.
Oh, man, we're about to have a war over this motherfucker, man. Mac Mizzle. He wants me to put him on, man. Apparently, Mac Mizzle is a Fudge Packer fan over there.
He's going to be sad as hell come tomorrow.
The two Macs, Mac versus Mac, man. What's up, Mizzle?
What up, Mizzle?
Man, you already know it. Hold on.
He's blowing up, folks. He's ready.
Yeah, go ahead and choke it out, because that's what they're going to be doing. You must be over there playing Madden or something.
First off, Charles Woodson's going to eat on y'all. Better hope Jay Cutler stay safe. The only reason y'all really doing good right now is because Brandon Marshall and Matt Forte. I'm going to tell you that right now. Better watch out. You got Aaron Rodgers. You got Jordy Nelson. You got Greg Jennings. You got Randall Cobb. Come on, boy.
Jennings might not play tomorrow, though.
Oh, well, fuck it then. We'll put in Driver. It's all good. Hey, I'm telling you right now, man, I'm going to put a little cheese on your head after the game, okay?
I tell you what, if they win, I still won't wear that motherfucker.
I already know. I'm telling you, Packers are going to win, I'm telling you. Jay Cutler is going to fuck around and get a hangnail or something and be out the game.
The Bears going to win tomorrow, then they're going to be talking the league.
Where are they playing at? Are they playing in Chicago?
I think they're playing in Green Bay, though. It don't matter. We finna fuck them over, man.
All right,
They've been sneaking by.
They ain't been sneaking by, buddy. They got beat one time last season.
That's not sneaking by. They won a Super Bowl.
I'm talking about. they get there, they snuck by, man. You know what I'm saying? They just got an offensive attack.
Yeah,
and
plus y'all coming to Lambeau. Y'all coming to Lambeau Field too.
That's like Soldier Field North, man. What you talking about, man?
That's like St. Louis be Wrigley South.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying? I got bloodline. I got blood that hate me because of that, because they from the Shy too. Nah, I be getting in them like that, man. Fuck that, nah, man.
Yeah, what
I got
is
cheese
it with you?
Right
what
now.
Is it? You don't like the Bulls? You don't like the Bears? I mean, Jesus
I like the Bulls. I'm not going to lie. I can fuck with the Bulls. But man, I don't like their team. They don't have an established team that fits right now.
Yeah.
No, I like the Bulls. They got good players, but they don't have pieces that fit right.
There's a couple elements missing, basically.
They need a better shooting guard.
Right, that's pretty much like the Bears. We have the missing elements, but they are there this year.
But, hey, I'm not going to lie, Marshall, man. Brandon Marshall, exactly. Brandon Marshall, man, he's a motherfucker. And plus, Jay Cutler already got the chemistry with him. But, man, I don't know. I think Green Bay is going to pull that out.
They'll play twice this season.
I'm pretty sure it'll be a split probably.
Starting tomorrow with a Bears win, of course.
Yeah, hell yeah. That'll make my weekend.
Right. I'll wait till the next show, fool.
Hey, make sure you call in on Saturday night, too, man.
I'm going to get y'all food. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. I'm calling in. Yeah. You're going to be like, I was wrong. The Bears, I don't know what I was thinking. I must have been smoking that loud.
Shit. Shit, man.
That Ben Laden.
Mac Mizzle, we appreciate your opinion, but you know opinions are like assholes, and you know, Packers got real big assholes.
Yeah.
They've been throwing footballs in the motherfuckers during practice.
I can't say nothing. I've been offered opinions a couple times, so I took them, assholes.
Hey, man, I'm telling you,
I'm baked like a brownie.
Man, thank both of y'all for coming on the show. You definitely made tonight interesting, man. Appreciate it.
No doubt, for
yes.
Life, baby.
Yeah, UGS.
That's what's up right there, man. We had to have the two Macs go to war over the football game tomorrow. So while we're waiting for Little Easy to call in, man, we're going to get off into some more music. But before we do that, man, I'm going to play, for those of you that missed church Sunday, Brother Herod and Brother Solomon put together one hell of a show. And they actually interviewed a scumbag. For those of you that don't know, man, we're an organization that is against pedophiles. And we interviewed one of these motherfuckers on the church reality. I'm going to play the commercial for you, then I'm going to play the interview segment of where we exposed this rabbi and this sick ancient Jewish fucking ritual where babies get molested, man. So if your ears are a little queasy, man, you don't want to hear no shit like this, you know, turn the shit down. But it's definitely to expose these fucks.
Brothers and sisters, make sure to come to service every Sunday at noon central at the Church of Reality. Call in number 714-409-0548.
Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to the Church of Reality, a place where everything is real and truth is guaranteed, a place where judgment is not passed, and a place where we don't put up with this.
Truth when the rapture of the body of Jesus Christ is removed.
Many rabbis are upset that the public
departments are interfering and getting involved in something which is purely a religious and a spiritual act, and therefore they don't want to change anything.
Now you said there's a big debate going on. Are you for this procedure or against it?
I happen to be, I'm not in favor of the procedure. I think that the halacha, that the Jewish law, could be fulfilled. I use this type. I don't like the idea that the secular or governmental authorities are entering into the realm of religious practice.
Mm-hmm. But you feel that it should not be done with one's mouth. It should be done with something more sterile.
It should not be done. It can fulfill the requirements of the Jewish law by using the sterile glass pipette. That's my own personal feeling, and my teacher and mentor told me 30 years ago that was his opinion also.
So you've never done that type of procedure then?
I did it earlier than 1982.
You did it earlier. From a moral standpoint, how did that make you feel, doing that to a child?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I mean, putting your mouth on the penis of a baby. Wasn't that, didn't you put...
There's no sexual or any kind of morality involved here.
I know, but didn't that make you feel a little weird to put a baby's penis into your mouth?
No.
Not at all.
That's what the halacha dictated, and that's the spirit in which it was performed. That's the spirit which is performed by all practitioners today that do matzitzah b'peh. Absolutely no sexual overtones at all.
Yeah, but it's putting a baby's penis into your mouth. Now that I know what this is, I find it very sick. I mean, I commend you for doing the tube thing, but I mean, to put a baby's penis into your mouth?
So you have a whole different orientation.
Yeah, I mean, for the rights of children, that's not right, Rabbi. I mean, that's
how far you want to go. You shouldn't circumcise the baby either without his input.
Well, the baby has no choice.
Okay.
The baby has no choice at all. I mean, it sounds like it's something that's just, it has to be done, but without his, I mean, he's too young to choose.
Okay, fine.
What about the, I'm seeing online right now, they're talking about herpes. Is that another reason why you prefer to use, like you said, a tube?
Yes, because if there's any doubt of any kind of medical, threat to the child at all, then I would think that this would be the best way to go. Again, I'm telling you that there are certain people that don't want to change any procedure that has been done over the millennium, and that's their stance, and they say there have been no scientific proof that the herpes has been passed on.
Well, the baby has died, according
there's been no proof for how that baby died.
No proof at all.
Patients, there's been allegations, but no proof.
But has there, after the baby died, I mean, did they check the rabbi to see if he did, in fact, have the herpes virus, or?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Because usually, I mean, I'm not trying to say there's any kind of, pedophiles going around in the synagogue or anything like that at all. That's typically known in the Catholic Church.
We're going to continue on this one, and then I'm going to just simply hang up.
I think you should, because you had a baby's penis in your mouth.
There is absolutely no sexual overtones within this procedure, according to the traditional rabbis that perform it. Absolutely.
Sexual or not, you still had a baby's penis in your mouth. That's just disgusting.
Okay, have a pleasant day.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, there we have it. That was from last week's show. That was exposing that Jewish ritual that's been going on for thousands of years. Recently, Mayor Bloomberg in New York outlawed the procedure, and now the whole Orthodox Jewish community, they're fighting it. They said they're going to go against the law, and they're not going to tell the parents the dangers, which, two children have died from contracting herpes. Bottom line is, it's sick as fuck. but we were able to get that the rabbi, you know, in there. Normally, what I would want to do is just fucking call him every dirty name in the book, but I had to get him to admit that he did it, and we had to break the story. This week, Brother Solomon and Brother Herod, I believe, are going to be going after the Mormons, or the morons, the Mormons, whatever the fuck you want to call them, those creeps out in Utah that like to wed their children. We're going to be going after those fuckers. Really, no religion is definitely safe with us, because there's a lot of sick shit that goes on. Now, we're not saying don't worship this or don't do that. We're going after the sick fucks. You know, we're not against all religion, you know, first and foremost. And, you know, just recently, you know, with what went down in Egypt, you know, religion is primarily the cause of many of the wars. It's also the cause of a lot of, you know, people fighting each other over stupid fucking shit. Your God said something, or I said something about your God, or you said something about my God, so let's go fucking ape shit over it and fucking burn this down and burn that down. That's fucking stupid. You guys are going to go nuts over something that was written a couple thousand years ago, probably by a fucking wonderful fucking novelist who just wrote a fiction book. I mean, come on. It's fucking ridiculous. And people have been fighting wars for centuries over religion. The fucking Crusades, fucking all this bullshit, kids doing this, kids doing that. I mean, come on. You know, enough's enough. So that's why we, you know, every Sunday tune into the Church Reality. You know, as always, you know, we always got some shit going down over here at the Murder Master Music Show. Little Easy is supposed to call in. You know, I guess he's out there chilling with the boys in the hood. And he didn't get a chance to make it tonight. I don't know exactly the deal. We're going to stick around, though. You know what I'm saying? I put a message out to his publicist. Hopefully he comes through. I definitely want to, you know what I'm saying, interview him. Been looking forward to it for a while. But if he don't show up, then, hey, you know, it is what it is. So let's get back into some music here in the Murder Master Music Show. This is Scoop Pimp Sinister, Son of Struggle, Part 2.
If they don't see your struggle, they don't see your pain, and why every day you hustle, every day you hustle. If they don't see your struggle, they don't see your pain, and why every day you hustle, every day you hustle. If they don't see your struggle, they don't see your pain, and why every day you hustle. Every day you hustle.
Some people always hesitate to change their life and make it great. They always wanting better things, but never tried to change their ways. Got stuck with situations, now your life is hard, you giving up. You the one that made the choice, you need to learn to change it up. Dumb decisions that you making at the moment for some fun. You ever stop to think you hurt somebody that you claim you love? Thinking about you while they wait, doing stuff you know they hate. Claiming that you innocent and telling lies right through their face. Some do good, some do bad, some might cry, some might laugh. Even though I give my all, I still one day might fail my task. I can barely count the times in my life I wanted to stop and quit. Your close ones even acting dumb, they act like they don't give a shit. Now your thoughts get militant, you're crying, stress, and bite your lips. Yeah, I'm sure life can be great, mine ain't the worst, so I deal with it. Everybody deal with problems, everybody deal with pain. This life I live is full of stress, but best believe I'm gonna make it, man.
They don't see your struggle, they don't see your pain, and why every day you hustle, every day you hustle. If they don't see your struggle, they don't see your pain, and why every day you hustle, every day you hustle. If they don't see your struggle, they don't see your pain, and why every day you hustle, every day you hustle. If they don't see your struggle, they don't see your pain, and why every day you hustle, every day you hustle.
You meet someone, they say they real, but they be lying to your face. They acting like they really love you, but you blinded by the hate. Disagreeing all the time, you're dealing with corrupted minds. So many close ones acting loyal to tell the truth, they really lying. Taking all the easy routes, nothing but lies come out their mouth. So many people love to receive, but ain't nobody handing out. I bet you wanna scream and shout, blow your brains and tonsils out. So much stress up in this world, I hope one day I do without. Even if I don't, I always try to work my hardest, man. I wanna quit, but won't, I gotta make it, that's regardless, man. I'm dealing with one of the hardest plans, my life's been turned to garbage, man. Been searching for a better way, this world has turned to garbage, man. Everybody wanna smile, where the
hell is all the love? Some claiming that they independent, but always reaching out for hugs. Some beg for blessings up above. I did it too, I ain't gon' lie. My life I live is full of stress, and now my heart's been crucified.
They don't see your struggle, they don't see your pain, and why every day you hustle, every day you hustle. They don't see your struggle, they don't see your pain, and why every day you hustle, every day you hustle.
CBC, what they do, bring them in and kick them out, bring them in and kick them out, bring them in. This is what it's like in prison, bitch. Bring them in and kick them out, bring them in and kick them out, bring them in. It's over once you get your sentence tripped. Bring them in and kick them out, bring them in and kick them out, bring them in. This is what it's like in prison, bitch. Bring them in, kick them out, bring them in and kick them out, bring them in. It's over once you get your sentence tripped.
Let me tell you niggas the truth about living in prison. Actually, it's vastly worse than niggas envision. Naturally, you only understand what you witness. So I give you a first-person account of conditions within the walls of the cells of the California Department of Corrections, where men suffer broken hearts and neglect. Hard to expect a person to sympathize with the crook, but come inside and I'll provide you for look. Yeah, a crime was committed. You went to court and wasn't acquitted, or took a deal, pled guilty, and was sentenced.
Damn,
leave the county jail and go to the protection to be classified. Hope you don't get sent to a prison where you have to ride. Northern and Southern is blood, prison, white boys, fuck, fight. You better learn how to make you a knife, boy, plus right. Your attorney ain't helping your cause, cause he's a court appointed public defender helping you fall.
What they do, bring them in and kick them out, bring them in and kick them out, bring them in. This is what it's like in prison, bitch.
Whole workout and get swole. Lose your mind and try and find it and get it under control. They give you shoes that hurt your feet like broke ass bottles. Nothing to read but magazines and romance novels. You only hope your loved ones keep sending you letters, but your girl probably need you thinking she could do better. Cause the pain in the hive of you home is piercing the soul like DMX. It's dark and it's hot, but it's deep and it's cold. You gotta depend on the state just to feed your face. Look at the reflection in the toilet water to see your face. No mirrors, no tears, no matter how many years. It appears they don't listen when you plead your case. Life is over, so what do you do? No morals, no values. Do you study a screw? Drop out or stay on the main line, fight for a cause that ain't real while your shot caller getting high up the
path. You what they do. Bring them in and kick them out, bring them in and kick them out, bring them in. This is what it's like in prison, bitch. Bring them in and kick them out, bring them in and kick them out, bring them in. It's over once you keep the sentence tripped. Bring them in and kick them out, bring them in and kick them out, bring them in. This is what it's like in prison, bitch. Bring them in, kick them out, bring them in, kick them out, bring them in. It's over once you keep the sentence tripped.
I made my bed, but it's too hard to be laying it. And I'm fighting the drama, but for some reason I'm staying in it. I'm writing to mama, like, can your son get a visit? I'm feeling a little depressed. Maybe you could tell me what is it, what you suggest. Mama told me to pray. Said if not, my heart is rotten and my shoulders decay. Exercise my mind and body like a soldier till I'm old and I'm great. Keep up my strength and my shoulders decay. So much weight on my chest. If you dry your lips, you need to be sad and stressed. Or get mad, be serious, and never calm down. Gotta be serious, period. My name is Honorary Sean Brown, and this is my experience. K17737. When the day come and the reverend said I would see heaven, I give up all the oxygen that I breathe in my chest to be in a free world with my girl with freedom and death. I'm building on my strength, physically, mentally, hoping it lasts till I'm with my family. This is all in the past. It's all in my grasp, it's all in my fist. My heart's upon my hand, trying to mold it so you could call me a man. Too hot to hold it, burning flames only extinguished by love. But until then, I'll be the king of the dove.
CBC, what they do, bring them in and kick them out, bring them in and kick them out, bring them in. This is what it's like in prison, bitch. Bring them in and kick them out, bring them in and kick them out, bring them in. It's over once you keep the sentence tripped. Bring them in and kick them out, bring them in and kick them out, bring them in. This is what it's like in prison, bitch. Bring them in, kick them out, bring them in and kick them out, bring them in. It's over once you get the sentence tripped.
You's a fuck boy, and you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. You's a fuck boy, and you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. You's a fuck boy, and you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. You's a fuck boy, and you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. You's a fuck boy, and you know it, ho. shit on the low. With my bitch, you call me bro. When I'm not around, you run your mouth like a hoe. But that's not how this story go. You're the bitch, you know the stole. I don't have to say your name, you know who you are, man. Me and you are not the same. You're yellow lemon like a lame mellow. I'm out the frame, you think, cause you slang cocaine. You're a monster in the game. I put hoes like you to shame. Keep rapping on your mixtape beats. Freak out productions, man, that shit stinks. Rapping foul garbage, man, that shit freaks. You talk so much shit, your ass poop. You think you've been through hard times, telling stories in your rhymes. You're a bitch, your favorite rapper is a snitch. Dropping dimes to make it flinch. Like Frozen said, get your brain in a glitch. Your pussy in a stitch, your body in a ditch. Go back home where you came from, bitch. You's a fuck boy, and you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. You's a fuck boy, and you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. You's a fuck boy, and you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. You's a fuck boy, and you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. First to crucify you like the mansions doing voodoo. Fruity boo, watermelon, we ain't cool. Fool me once, never twice, I'm no fool. What made you think I'm brand new? Took my kindness for weakness, that's what hoes do. I should've known, but fuck it, if you're gonna keep run your lips, keep my name in your mouth. Keep blowing like a psycho, keep going. I ain't tripping, I'm calling you out. Do something more than music. I'll go ballistic, animalistic with a nightstick and all black. How's that for being generic? Being psychopathic is a part of my characteristic. Don't believe me, test me, trick. I'm feeling sick, infected with the triple six. Cut your tongue off with your lips. Turn the blender on, make you drink the mix. Use your arm to break your wrist. After I break it off, just hold the kick. Throwing sixes in the air, I'm feeling triple wish. You's a fuck boy, and you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. You's a fuck boy, and you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. You's a fuck boy, and you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. You's a fuck boy, and you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. And you know it, ho.
Hey, what's up, ladies? So, you're from around these parts, eh? Yeah, I'm from Saskatchewan.
I'ma hit it from the front, hit it from the back, hit it from the side while I'm smoking on a sack. I'ma beat, 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 beat the pussy up. Beat, 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 beat the pussy up. She like it real deep, she like it real slow. Move a little furniture and hit it on the floor. I'ma beat, 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 beat the pussy up. Beat, 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 beat the pussy up. She told me that she loved me, I said I love her back. Now turn around and let me put it in from the back. They calling me Flex Diggity, tougher than many men. Telling me that she loved the way I stand up in it. Nightgown, Louis and his light brown. My clown, I done drunk a whole pint of brown. Miss Independent, hard to get offended. Touch you in the right place, she make a sound and made a face. I'm back in the car, ain't even got far. A phone call from a bitch with some good jaw. You know what I did, I took the next left. And ended up 2 houses from where I just left. She said she heard about me, got the word about me. Stop talking, let's fuck, my girl is worried about me. Open up the locker, Tech 9 gotcha. On all fours, my girl listening outside the door. I'ma hit it from the front, hit it from the back. Hit it from the side while I'm smoking on a sack. I'ma beat, 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 beat the pussy up. Beat, 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 beat the pussy up. She like it real deep, she like it real slow. Move a little furniture and hit it on the floor. I'ma beat, 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 beat the pussy up.
Lil Yacht, the infamous Hood Mac, big dog. I don't want one or two tech, I want them all. I'm only 5'5", she about 6'5". She want a nigga though, I can see it in the eyes. I'm about to holler at her, baby, what's up? I ain't trying to settle down, I just won't fuck. She recognize real, said she hate game. Wasn't looking for love, but said she like pain. So we bounced out. We got a suite, I know the pussy was good, she had pretty feet. I let her ride me first, then I fucked her from the back. Long dick enough, she couldn't take it like that. She was a slut, put herself in some handcuffs. Told me, yeah, daddy, beat it up, beat it up. When it was time to leave, she didn't wanna go. I had that pussy swole, I beat it up, yo.
I'ma hit it from the front, hit it from the back. Hit it from the side while I'm smoking on a sack. I'ma beat, 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 beat the pussy up. Beat, 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 beat the pussy up. She like it real.
like it real slow. Move a little furniture and hit it on the floor. I'ma beat, 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 beat the pussy up.
Yeah, legendary New Orleans group UNLV. You know what I'm saying? They were the ones that kicked off Cash Money back before motherfuckers was wearing tights and all kinds of fucked up shit. We got a caller on the line. Let's see who we got here. Hey, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, what's up?
Who is this?
Hey, this is NWIENT.
Hey, you're live on the radio right now. How you doing?
Hey, what's up? I'm calling representing Little Easy E. He's supposed to be calling in. I don't know where that motherfucker's at.
You don't know where that motherfucker
is. Can I cuss online? Was I allowed to say that?
You can say anything, anything except fuck and shit and motherfucker.
Okay.
But everything
I can't
else
say
is cool.
Sucker.
You can say cocksucker, pussy eater, pussy eater.
Can I say motherfucker, death row, and all that shit?
You could say motherfucker. Yeah, 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 definitely, definitely.
Oh, well, you know, I'm sorry. You know, he's getting ready to be a daddy.
Oh,
and,
yeah?
And, yeah, he's getting ready to have a little baby boy, a little E3.
Oh, that's
yeah.
That,
so I want him to fantasize.
That's what's up.
Yeah, you know. So I don't know. I want the fans to know that I'm calling. You know, my name's Lisa. I'm a part of NWA Entertainment. I'm with Lil Easy E. I'm, you know, it's just me and him. We're business partners, but. In lieu of Lil E, you know, you can ask me any questions, whatever, call in, ask me anything, because, you know, I don't give a fuck. I'll tell you anything you want to know. But
well, yeah,
I got
definitely,
a little announcement.
You go back,
you know,
Lisa, you go back a ways with Ruthless, don't you?
Yeah, I've been there since 05. Oh, 07, 07. 05, he was with Virgin then. And that's when
oh, so you've been
Free
down okay
in.
With Little Easy. Yeah, you've been working with Little Easy. Okay,
I thought
you went back down
Easy.
With the Ruthless days too.
Well, no, I worked with BG Knockout and all the Ruthless artists and stuff. But you know, Ruthless is owned by Tamika. Two bitches can't work together. You know that. So,
No. Definitely, you guys would tear each other apart. There'd be blood all over the floor.
Yeah, there'd be hair pulling.
Disfigured women.
You know.
I've
you know,
seen my fair share of disfigured women, too.
That's Eric.
Usually at the bottom
of
my
Eric buzzing in right now. Let's, you want to add him on here? Hold on a
second. He's in there? Yeah, definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah, hold on.
Everybody listening, we got
Are you there? Yeah. Do we have any listeners on here?
Lil Easy, you there?
Hey, it's Lisa. Do we have any listeners? I'm getting ready to call him, and he's going to call in, and I want your listeners to call and ask him anything you want to.
Definitely. Have
so
him
we
in.
Have any, you got callers
we got,
calling
we
in?
Got,
anybody beeping in?
Oh, yeah. We got about 20
well,
minutes
let me give
left.
You a little preview. Ask him what's coming up. What's he got coming up? He's got a big announcement. You know, y'all. You know, everybody knows Death Row and Ruthless and all this shit. We got some big news coming up and stuff. So if you want to ask him, you know, anything, I'm gonna call him right now and he's gonna beep in, okay? And you'll be talking to him. And nice to meet y'all and fuck the rest of y'all. Hold on, here he comes.
Okay, let's see what happens here. We got a Little Easy, supposed to be calling in here in a minute. What happened to Lisa? I guess she's gone. Let me see here. You still there, Lisa? I think I lost you. Well, I lost Lisa. We got a few minutes here, so hang tight, y'all. Little Easy's supposed to call in. This is definitely first here at Murder Master Music Show. So, yeah, she was talking about two bitches can't be working at Ruthless. I guess she was referring to her and Tamika. You know, that would be a good fight. I'd like to see that pay-per-view. Anybody got dibs on who do you think would win, Lisa or Tamika? I don't know. That'd be a good, interesting fight. But come on, Little Easy, call in. We know you're there. You're there somewhere. In the meantime, I think I'm gonna call a restaurant here. I need to get some food. Fuck this. You know what I'm saying? Wait, here we go. We got a caller again.
Okay, this is Little Easy's on here. You on there, Eddie?
Little Easy.
Hey. Fuck. Hey, are you there?
Yeah.
There you go, boys. There's Little Easy, y'all.
Little Easy, what's up, homie?
Oh, ain't too much. Ain't too much going on.
Man, not much, man. Not much. Just definitely looking forward to having you on the show, man. Man, what you been up to lately, man? I know you got some stuff you're working on.
Really just working on the album, preparing for different little outside ventures of music, you know what I mean, to connect myself on, you know what I mean, as far as a film, big screen, so just doing the dude, man.
Yeah, definitely. Last time we talked, man, was like in 05 or 06, man. It's been a long time, man, and, you know, we definitely looking forward to seeing what you got coming. I heard a story about you were trying to play your father in the upcoming NWA movie. How's that looking for you?
I was called in to audition for it. So, you know, I'm staying tuned in with the steps that they're going about for. My stepmother's highly involved, so I get a lot of information from that. So we're just waiting to see if they bank on, you know, being active for me to play that role. And more so, you know, they're just really looking for, you know, me to respect the art and if I can have the active ability to do it. We all know I look like them, but, you know what I mean, as far as getting them across, which is easy to me, but, you know, to a director is, you know, how that is.
Yeah, definitely, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, everybody definitely, you know, we heard a lot of music for you on YouTube and stuff, mixtapes. What do you got in the works as far as the album?
Actually, I just did some... you know, after taking just a little time off, I did a lot of new work this year on out to the summer. So that's all just new things. A lot of people think that I put an album out, which I haven't. I just feel like I need to become a more so up to date material with my album that I was sitting on when I was with Black Round Records. So yeah, just doing that, working on my a group album. I have a group in NWA Money Gang, which I'm presenting a compilation, more so like a sort of a mixtape before I put my album out. So just doing that and just getting music out, man.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've been noticing, you know, your father, man, it's coming on like 18 years since he passed, man, and his legacy is still very vibrant and strong in this game. Just like with Elvis or, you know, other people, man, people don't want to comprehend that he's gone. You know what I'm saying? How does it make you feel to know that his influence is still so strong to this day?
It gives you a drive. It gives you kind of like the satisfaction of what I came in this game to do, you know what I mean? And just keep his legacy going. And with the fact that a movie coming, it just really will put him on the forefront to understand of the individual he was behind NWA and the individual he was behind a lot of things. As far as, so like Bone has their anniversary coming up this year, and they're getting out and they got back together touring, and just, you know what I mean, just that recognition of people understanding what he did, you know what I mean, the groups he put out, ideas he had, you know what I mean. So it really reminds me that my father is up on the forefront as he should be, as an Elvis should be, you know what I mean, as far as, you know, the king, you know what I mean, of what he did, gangsta rap, West Coast, you know, hip hop.
Yeah. The Godfather, definitely, you know, and I've even seen people, like, you know, just like Elvis and just like other greats, I've seen people, perform as Eazy-E. There's this guy, I can't think of his name, it's something motherfucking G, but he, you know,
Tony motherfucking G.
Yeah, he's got the looks. I didn't hear his music, but I saw an image of him. You know, he's got the hat, he's kind of got the look and everything. How does it make you feel to see guys like him?
He's actually a companion of mine, a good homie, a good friend. But just to see that, it just still keeps you back to understand as far as how far back, you know what I mean, you know, Pop's legacy goes and how far it reaches to the individual, you know what I mean? And all of that is just all good and love because they do it out of good respect. You know, man, you just don't like any individual exploiting it. But when your father's put on the forefront in a positive way and a positive nature and everybody gets respect to his and him and his, as well. It's like that's respected and love, and it's appreciated.
Yeah, 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 definitely. Well, I wanna play something for you. I wanna get your reaction. This is one of our homies, man. He's Gangsta Crow. He's from Sao Paulo, Brazil, and you know what I'm saying, he's part of our movement. Recently, man, he caught a case. He's gonna be doing man, it looks like roughly around 20 years, man. But you know, before he went down, he made this song. It's a dedication to your pops, and you know, I just wanna get your thoughts on it real quick, okay?
All right.
Yeah, gangsta flow. Área onde eu zoom records. O B.O. criminal 0212, tá ligado? Isso aqui é o que puto ao rei da cultura gangsta. Infinite, rest in peace. E a todos aqueles soldados que estão representando a cultura, não deixando o legado morrer. Só tenho uma coisa a dizer. Tipo de gangsta, homies. Tamo junto com os verdadeiros.
The motherfucking real.
Nessa, obrigado por ter me deixado. O seu legado será honrado até o dia que eu for enterrado. A minha maior influência, eu mostro minha reverência. Me passou experiência na adolescência. Estudo de sobrevivência, eu adquiri na rua. Sempre baseado em ideias que eram suas. Easy motherfucking peace, grande rei de CPT. Todo dia nessa caminhada sombria e nunca me deixou cair. Vocal inconfundível, ideia mais que incrível. Estranho, implacável, mais que vencível. Vivo solar com a mais pura certeza. Meu motherfucking G, a grande realeza. Onde o supremo e pior que você já ouviu. Soldado frio, que no jogo nunca desistiu. Antes não conhecia, agora você sentiu. Ele foi
the
real, da
motherfucking
real.
Real. Lembro niggas was dead, but then nigga be alive.
Yeah, I just wanted you to hear a little bit of that, man. That's the homie Gangsta Crow, but that just goes to show how much impact, you know,
yeah,
really. He had. You know, that's all the way down Sao Paulo,
really,
fucking Brazil. You know.
Yeah, I was just gonna ask. Whoa, that's something, man. That's a pleasure, man. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Anybody right now that's from my generation, it's in the music. You know, you got to look at that legacy that the West Coast put down. You know what I'm saying? It's your father, the roots that were laid. Nowadays, you know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna be real. I'm seeing a lot of these. I call them. Well, my brother Six, he gave me the name, but Swaggots. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing a lot of these dudes in real extra tight clothes.
Yeah.
It's kind of disgusting, man. How do you really feel about all that shit?
Really? Yeah. I mean, that's where you find my kind of like corner of the pocket play right there, is the fact that you have individuals from your generation, you have individuals who came up in that, and you have individuals who are just thoroughly real. And that's just not their attitude that yearn and still want that old school rap, you know what I'm saying? And it's not, I don't gotta say old school, let me take that word back, but that old school feel, that old school family branch, you will say. You know what I mean? And that's just what I will bring to the game, you know, a new generation is bring back that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, no, I didn't come from that era, and then I am the one to speak out there for the streets still. I'm in the one to speak out there for the OGs. I'm in the one to speak out there for the old heads that still want to hear some old, you know what I'm saying, you know, that old original West Coast style of rap, you know, and not all this, you know what I mean, like you'll say, swag jacket, tiny skinny jeans wearing, you know, fluorescent color wearing that shit, you know what I mean? So that's like a, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what Yeah, and that's what I can bring back to it. That's where you come back and you win, you know what I mean? And then I'm not coming up to beat up everybody. I'm just to come and give you that brand of what my background comes from. You see what I'm saying? And then, you know, that's where you plan on the win. You know, you step in the room, you know, you got a gangster and you got a skinny jean wearing thing, and you let the female decide of which route she wants to take. And that's what I feel like I do. You know, I mean, I give the world to understand, and, you know, to come back to that originality of what the West Coast was. I don't feel the thread on what down south is doing, what East Coast is doing. I'm gonna go with what my background is, and that's gangsta rap.
Yeah, Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm going to go to a couple callers, but before I do, I just got a couple more questions for you, E. First one is, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to name a couple names and just see what it is, man. What's up with the game? You and him, I mean, how are things going with you and him?
You know, it is what it is. You know, I know the world knows as far as what it was some years back. You know, I mean, had our differences in size, but, you know, my concentration right now as far as in, you know what I mean, and making my mark and stand and keeping the legacy alive, you know what I mean? I can't fall in and get too carried away, whatever individuals do, but to each his own, you know what I mean? We've seen each other at the Dub Show, so it is what it is. No, it's no bad blood across it, you know what I mean? I let individuals do what they do, and I'm going to focus on what I got to do.
Yeah, yeah, definitely real shit right there. Okay, one more name I want to bring up, Hobson. What are your thoughts on this cat? you know I had to do that one.
Yeah. Hobson don't you know, means well in the division. Hobson, I worked with Ruthless Records back when they had Hobson. I was one of the individuals that pushed for Hobson to stay over there and push for a lot of things with Hobson. You know what I mean? Hobson is, you know, he's a very, very talented individual. You know what I mean? I kind of, you know what I mean? I guess you would say that I kind of got my father in me when I seen the ability and the talent in the individual where they can go. He has and rosen up and got more popularity in himself by going the route he has, by, you know, coming at my stepmother, which, you know, I understand where his ins and outs was. I was the one sitting in the meetings where they both were going through that. But you're dealing with a kid who you know what I mean, has his own special abilities, also being talented. What I say is when you got a lot of natural, real talented heads, you have a lot of real, you know what I'm saying, you'll say differences behind closed doors with them. And, you know, so he took it in his own hand to go about and do it the route he wants to do by just rah-rahing, hey, you know, fuck it, I'm just going to do my way. You know what I mean? And he kept himself staying at the internet and kept himself relevant and got some attention by going at, you know, the label that gave him a chance. So, you know what I mean, that's how he got his bricks in, you know, bricks in the land. So other than that, you know what I mean, like I say, he's a talented individual. He just, you know what I mean, he felt the frustration and went across it with coming at Tamika with it. And he got his little thing. But, hey, to each his own. But we had Hobson at a point in time. I know everything about the kid before he was who he is now. You know what I mean? I knew everything about the kid when he was with Ruthless Records because I worked as an executive, you know what I mean, trying to get his album in the forefront for Ruthless. But, hey, you know, things happen. Artists have a little certain way, especially when they're teenagers, you know what I mean, and they use knuckleheads. So that's what that is. But to each of them, you know, all success to him. No, he's doing a pretty cool job as far as in his lane and what he wanted to do. So, you know, more power to him.
Yeah, that's what's up. I'm going to bring out a caller real quick for you, a little easy. It's my brother out of, I believe, out of St. Louis. Back Jay.
Yeah, what up with it? What up with it, Prez?
Yeah.
What's up with it, Lil E? I just want to give a shout-out to you, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, keeping your shit gangster, dog. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to your pops and everything, you know. A natural born legend. But we get a lot of guys, they be trying to duck and dodge certain things when you try to see where they coming from. And I just respect the fact that you know, you keeping it how you keep it. You really ain't, you focus on what motherfuckers do, but
true to what I know. Yeah, exactly. I appreciate it. I mean, gotta keep it true to what I know. Man, you can't
be all that gangster shit, man.
You know what I'm saying? That rolls around and, you know, get influenced by, you know what I mean, just different things. You got to be your own, man, to each his own.
Yeah,
but I highly appreciate it, brother.
No doubt.
Definitely. Thanks, man, Jay. Yeah, we're almost out of time, Little E, but before I let you go, man, is there any, anybody wants to get at you for features or anything? What's the best way to get at you?
They got me doing it. You know, gangsta don't always like to tell his whereabouts and things, but they got me doing this Twitter thing, so you guys can check me out at E. Wright Jr., at Twitter, at E. Wright Jr. You can check me out there, man. You can check me, NWA Entertainment, you know what I mean, Lisa Markham, you can check her Twitter out, you know, she can shout that out, and, any features, any bookings, you're dealing with me. It's a new generation. You know, it's a new boss coming from the West Coast, man, bringing in a new NWA Money Gang, the real Compton Money Gang. You know, a new generation of NW Entertainment Music, new generation of Ruthless, you know what I mean? So I'm keeping the legacy alive, man, and y'all soon to be tuned to it, man. And then y'all also check out that Straight Outta Compton, which will be in theaters near you soon.
Theaters soon. How far along are they with production?
Oh, they very, 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 very in the birthing stages of it, man. So everybody got a time to go. You know, they're going to give out a blast of the characters they got to play the cast. So, you know what I mean? A lot of people get this different information as time's going on throughout the year. So you got a lot of time. And to them, you know, we're going to flood you with the real Compton music, man.
Definitely, definitely, man. Well, if you can, man, come on again in the future. I'd like to have more time with you out here, man, for sure.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. And again, they get at me at E-Wright Jr., at E-Wright Jr. on Twitter, man.
Definitely. Hey, thanks for coming on, man.
All right. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime, brother. Anytime.
I appreciate you, Art, for sure, man.
That's the homie Little Easy right there. You know what I'm saying? He was on the show many years ago, man. Me and Brother Six remember what went down. We had a wonderful interview with him in, at a station. This was before there was a blog talk or any shit like that. We had an actual, our own internet radio station thing that we were fucking with. And, you know what I'm saying? He was down there. That's why every show you hear him on the intro giving us a drop. So that was, you know, 6-7 years ago. So much props to, you know what I'm saying, Little E for calling in. Shout out to Lisa. Definitely want to give props to, you know, Bleed for calling in, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely don't see eye to eye in his what he's listening to nowadays as far as, you know, Lil Wayne and all that. But, hey, you know, to each his own. But, man, like I said before, I'm fucking hungry. I gotta call up this motherfucking joint right now and get something to eat. So stick around for a minute. I'm going to call these motherfuckers up. Let's see here. See if it'll work. Says, keep saying my call has failed. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. But, we're going to get these motherfuckers. Yo, so, do you have any food?
No, it's okay.
You got Cantonese food? Cantonese?
No.
What kind of food you got, man? Hey, you fucking bitch. Hold up. We ain't done with her yet. Gotta call her back one more time. We ain't done with her yet. Hold on. Shit ain't working. 3 months. Man, I hate when I call for food and I get rude service like that. There's no reason why that bitch shouldn't have talked to me properly. There we go. There we go. Ah, fuck it. I'm not that hungry. Fuck is this shit? Thanks a lot, Blog Talk Radio. Fuck that. All right, man. Well, everybody, thanks for tuning in. We're going to ride out to this, you know what I'm saying, Little Easy track, Not a Game, featuring Bone Thugs and Harmony. You know, Little E, you know, he got to us. I didn't know if he was going to get to us or not, so we did have two guests. Tune in next week, of course. Not sure who we're going to have. It's probably going to be next Thursday. The only reason it was today, tomorrow I got to do some shit. So Saturday, you know, KFYB, fuck you, bitch, 9 p.m. Central. You know what I'm saying? Call in 714-409-0548. And then Sunday, Mass is going to be in the evening. It's going to be at 8 p.m. Central. You know, check out Church Reality. We're coming at the Mormons. We're going to Utah. We're going to see what those weird underwear wearing people who think they're going to inherit a planet are up to on Sunday. So hopefully we can get one of them spazzos on the line as my brother Six would say, one of those potato face fucking morons. Hopefully we'll get them on the line. But, you know, if not, you know, it is what it is. I'm out of here. Thanks for tuning in to episode 28 of the Murder Master Music Show. I guess Blog Talk showing up on the fucking caller ID. Oh well, we'll save that shit for the COR, and fuck you, bitch. We out this motherfucker.